Answers Magazine, Volume 14.2, page 10. Old habits are hard to break, but I didn't think that this one would be such a big deal. All I had to do was go to bed. Okay, I admit it. I'm guilty of working past midnight, checking emails after my head hits the pillow, rewatching shows that hold no surprise, opening the refrigerator at bedtime, just in case someone snuck into the house and left a sugary treat that wasn't there 10 minutes ago, and a host of other late-night customs. Why is it so hard to deprive ourselves of the things that we love, like brownies, and so easy to give ourselves the things that we shouldn't, like brownies? Why is it so easy to deprive ourselves of much-needed sleep, and so hard to give ourselves the same thing? If you're like me, a whole lot has to do with habits. Most of us start pushing the envelope in high school or college. Late nights out with friends are followed by cramming for tests and all-nighters to review for finals. After marriage, that habit easily turns into saying goodnight to our spouse and then prepping for the next day's meetings. Then we add late news, mind-numbing reruns, a Facebook check, or an hour of computer games. It becomes habitual to fit more waking hours into what God designed as sleep time. Those borrowed hours aren't without cost. Our bodies and our brains take the hit. But now, after reading Jeanette Littleton's excellent, information-packed article, God's Gift of Sleep, that begins on page 64, and the practical tips in the sidebars, I'm inspired. I didn't expect it, but I'm motivated to turn over a new leaf by fluffing my pillow and climbing under the covers before watching another news commentator or finding a brownie. Yes, I need to listen to the important messages that God designed my body to give. And yes, I expect there will be a struggle as I make the adjustment. This world is fallen and broken, but we can choose to live a whole lot closer to the original design. Read Jeanette's article before you get too tired tonight, and enjoy a much more energized tomorrow. Dale Mason, publisher.